This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Let's hear more now about the confirmation process that President Obama's choice for the United States Supreme Court is likely to face. The nominee is Sonia Sotomayor, and the president is expected to make a formal announcement in the next hour. Sotomayor is a federal appeals court judge, and if confirmed by the United States Senate, she would be the first Hispanic to reach the high court. Her parents moved here from Puerto Rico, a commonwealth of the United States, and she has in the past described herself as a New Yorkerican because she grew up in the Bronx in New York City. More pertinently, she has a long record as a federal judge, and that will certainly be examined in the coming days and weeks. NPR's David Welna is at the Capitol. He covers the United States Congress, which is where this nomination goes next. He's with us live. David, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
How much opposition is Sotomayor likely to face?
Well, I think that she is going to face some opposition from Republicans in the Senate, where she will have to be confirmed. The Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee, however, are at a huge disadvantage. The defection of Arlen Specter as their ranking member on that committee to become a Democrat has hurt them a lot. The proportion of Democrats to Republicans on the Judiciary Committee is now 12 Democrats to 7 Republicans. So it's expected that anyone who is nominated by President Obama, and in this case Sonia Sotomayor, will have an assured confirmation process
in the
committee.
Even if you lost a couple of Democrats along the way, you would still get out of that committee and go on to the full Senate.
That's true. There is room to lose a couple of Democrats on such a nomination. However, we have no signs right now that any of the Democrats on the committee have serious objections to Sotomayor's nomination.
But let's talk this through, because it probably will get to the full Senate, as you say. But then the question is, there will be these hearings. There will be questions about her judicial record, about other parts of her life.
Absolutely.
And it's there that the politics will take shape, and we'll get a sense of whether there's going to be a serious question about her nomination when it gets to the full Senate, assuming that it gets that far. And I'd like to play a little bit of tape here. This is tape of Jeff Sessions, who's now in a key position. He's a Republican senator from Alabama, and he is now the Republican who is in charge of that smaller minority on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Let's hear what he says about the way he wants to consider judicial nominees.
I think we have a high responsibility to base any criticisms we have on a fair and honest statement of the facts, and that nominees should not be subjected to distortions of their record, taking things they've done out of context.
David Welness, sounds like a fair-minded place to start.
It does sound fair, and Sessions did vote for the confirmation of Eric Holder to be Attorney General, for example. However, he is from Alabama, and he does have a very conservative voting record. It's not known exactly what his specific views are on Sonia Sotomayor, but I spoke to him recently, and he said that he was concerned about President Obama's saying that he wanted a justice who had empathy. He said, "I don't think empathy should be the guide for making Supreme Court decisions." So I think we're going to hear a lot about that. We're probably going to hear a lot also about this New Haven Fire Department case where she involving affirmative action, and that's coming before the Supreme Court in the next month. All that will probably happen before a confirmation hearing.
I want to understand the argument over this word empathy, David Welna. I'm just thinking, I mean, sympathy is one thing. Empathy just means you understand what might be going through the mind of everybody involved in a case, doesn't it?
Well, I think that those who call themselves strict constructionists say that there's no room in the U.S. Constitution for feelings. It's simply looking at what the Constitution says and interpreting the law accordingly. And I think they're wary of people who would let their own past and their own connections play into the decisions. That's what we're going to be hearing a lot about.
And let's remember one other thing. You gave us some numbers on the Judiciary Committee where Democrats have a big advantage. Assuming this nomination gets to the floor, Democrats will again have a big advantage, will they not?
Huge advantage. Right now, there are 59 Democrats. That's just one short of the number needed to block any possible filibuster of this nomination. By the time it's considered by the full Senate, Al Franken from Minnesota may be seated. Even if he isn't, the two Republicans most likely to vote with Democrats are the two female senators from Maine.
Okay, David, thanks very much. That's NPR's David Welna talking about the Supreme Court nomination of Sonia Sotomayor.